Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
There are two very important birthdays today. One is Katie Burke. Happy birthday. We love you. And the other one is my mom. It's my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. It's a big day for people whose names begin with K, because your mom's name is K.
Yeah. So and it's Katie's.
And Katie's is Katie. So, but you didn't say your mom's name. That's why I said it.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Your mom got a voicemail.
Or she was
the subject of a voicemail to our number, 800-434-5454, if you want to talk about anything.
Hey, guys. I hope everybody's doing well. I just want to say thank you so much for the guacamole recipe from Kelly's mom. It's absolute delicious to die for. I love it. I could not stop eating how good it is. I appreciate it so much, you guys, including healthy recipes. And congratulations for the baby. Can't wait to see it. Bye-bye.
I feel a little competitive because my guacamole recipe has also been in the Pick Me Up newsletter, and I don't recall any messages about that.
Well, the thing is that my mom's recipe that she uses is unique.
Yeah, what's her secret ingredient?
She uses lemon.
Instead of lime?
Instead of lime. And then she puts cheese on, like shredded cheese on top of it.
Ah, shredded cheese makes everything better.
It really does. There's really not much you could put shredded cheese on that I wouldn't eat.
Chocolate ice cream.
Okay, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Just go with it, okay?
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the internet.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for cold water.
I would like to start the show by asking if something is in retrograde. Like,
Jeff needs to vent.
What is happening in the universe for like the past 5 or 6 days? Because it's been a disaster.
Jeff has had a dumpster fire of a week.
And it's all, every single thing kind of falls in the same vein. Right. It's one of two things. It's either a time waster, which, you know, is my least favorite thing.
Jeff hates inefficiency.
Inefficiency, or it's a technical issue. So if we want to work backwards, yesterday, these are the messages that I woke up to.
Hey, Jeff, I know you're a stickler about the sound, and today's podcast sounds, it's got some odd popping noises that just started, and I disconnected my speaker, played it through my phone, and still heard it. So I think there's something going on. Thought you wanted to check it out. Y'all are great. Love you. Bye.
Jeff, this is Emily. I heard audio problems this morning on my phone. Still love the show anyway. I would listen to it every day, even if it had problems every day. Just thought you'd like to know. Have a great one. Love y'all.
Hey, Jeff, just wanted to let you know, since I know you're huge on audio, today's episode, there's some crackling in it. I did not hear it when you played the advertisers or the quote of the day, just when you guys were doing your normal recording. Just wanted to let you know. Have a good day. Bye.
You probably have gotten many voicemails about this, Jeff. Around a minute, like 21 and a half, it sounds like a crackle or a pop or something on the audio. So just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks. Bye.
So that's how the day started.
I love, by the way, that no one was calling and being rude. Somebody brought this up on Facebook and put that people were like, okay, Audio King, they were like looking out for your well-being.
They were, and the messages that I got on Instagram and on the Facebook page or via Facebook were all like, listen, I know this is really important to you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You know, it was very like gentle and kind. And I do appreciate it because I wouldn't have caught it if you didn't tell me.
Was it a quick fix?
No, it wasn't, because nothing this week has been a quick fix.
Oh yeah. Bad point that I made.
So that was like one thing, and I couldn't even tell you what happened. I have no idea why it crackled. I pulled the original audio off the memory card and just re-edited the show and reposted it. So it's fixed now, but no idea how that happened. I mentioned yesterday on the show that I slept through the trash pickup, so the trash wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Then I had to take something to be shipped, a return that we had to your nemesis, FedEx, who has been taunting you for weeks.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and I am all about giving grace. I'm commenting on what a funny week this has been for
me. You can be annoyed. It's fine.
I, for whatever reason, got the employee in training where I had to ship these two boxes. Mm-hmm. And you had sent me the label or whatever, and you sent me the same label twice, which seems like a very easy thing to explain to the person who works there.
Right.
I accidentally put the same label on both boxes. Here is the label that's supposed to go on the top box. Mm-hmm. And you, he's like, well, which ones do I scan in? I'm like, what? You put this on top of that label because that's wrong. Those are both the same. And he's like, they both need the same labels. He just couldn't wrap his mind around what I was saying.
Right.
Which then I felt, I do this all the time because I offered too much information. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have to say, oh, they were two different, they were the same and I screwed up and printed out the wrong ones and blah. I should have just said, this is the label for the top one. The bottom one already has a label on it, but right. I didn't. And so that threw him off. And so he checked them in and then he didn't hand me anything. And because of our recent experience with FedEx, I definitely wanted a receipt mm-hmm. for those. And the number of keystrokes it took him to get to the screen that would allow him to type in that. And then he didn't scan them. He walked over and wrote down the tracking number and then brought it back to the computer and manually typed it. And I was like, I know there's an easier way. I don't know how to get to that easier way, but I know there's an easier way. So that happened. What else? Oh, in the middle, we're doing the pick me up for the time being. We did last week's, we did this week's, right here from Callie and Jeff World Headquarters. I'm about to hit publish on the pick me up. The power goes out. Like the power in the whole house, gone. Just shut off. No reason. No lightning.
I did figure out what that was about because my friend Jessica was over yesterday and uh-huh. She's one of our neighbors. Her power was out too.
Yeah.
There was like a car accident. Somebody hit a power pole.
Oh, okay. Well, now I feel bad. Are they okay?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I hope they're okay. But that happened. And then I woke up yesterday and I was just feeling crappy, like sick, like not like sick, but like maybe allergies or something.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people have allergies too. I feel
like the universe is mocking you.
It is.
Like it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we're going to take everything that annoys you and we're going to put it all on top of each other. And you have to try to not lose it. That's the game the universe is playing with Jeff.
Well, when stuff like this happens, right, it's important to look for any good sign. That's kind of the theme of the upside, right? So I have found a glimmer of hope that I'm going to hold on to. And this is going to be the reversal. But I had to find out if the status of my Tdap vaccination, because when you're around a newborn, you have to make sure your vaccinations are up mm-hmm. so you don't get the newborn sick. Mm-hmm. And I called my doctor and was very pleasantly surprised when they said that my Tdap booster was in 2015 and you have to get one every 10 years.
So you're good.
So I'm good. So I don't have to. And I was nervous because I don't really want to go to the doctor right now because the last thing I want to do is get COVID, you know,
Yeah. But you still have to get your flu shot somewhere.
A flu shot is fine. You do that at CVS. Bam.
But you're more scared to go to CVS than you are to your doctor? I mean, you're more scared to go to your doctor than you are to CVS?
No, if I had to go to the doctor to get the Tdap, I would have had to do like a full physical, and like it would have been a whole
thing.
Thing.
Got it. CVS, you can walk in, get
boom, yeah, stick done. Me, right? I don't even know. Anyway, I think I can do it at the drive-thru. I think you just stick your arm through that metal thing and they just jam you.
Yeah, I don't think so on that. But yeah. Well, so, that's good. Something was easy.
Yeah. So I felt good about that.
Good. So, I'm really glad. So Jeff has had a really rough week and none of it is anything that I can really do to fix. So it's just one of those weird things where I'm sitting here like as your wife being like, I'm really sorry, but like I can't make the Starbucks line faster. I can't make the FedEx thing go away. I can't, you know, like I called Georgia Power to be like, hey, can we get our power back on? It's really important. We, you know, whatever.
We have a guacamole recipe that needs to go out to the world.
Yeah, we do. We have important things like guacamole to send out. And I can't do anything about you, your allergies. So it's been a week of me where I'm just like, maybe I'll clean up the house and he'll notice and it'll make him happier. I don't know.
The funny thing about it, like I like it when you said, or not like it, but I relate to you saying the universe is taunting you because it there's so many just random little things happening that it is getting to the point where it almost feels like a joke.
Yeah.
Like for whatever reason, the remote control that starts the recording of the podcast has just been temperamental. Like some days it starts the show. Some days it makes me get up and walk across the room and just jiggle the mouse. And then it starts.
You know what
show.
It might be also? The universe saying you need to, especially the power outage thing, you need to take a break and you need to go for a walk around the block outside.
Maybe that, or maybe it's Lily. Where was Lily when the power went out?
Do you think she cut the cable?
Do we know it was a car wreck or was it like her outside saying, take me for a walk? Shut the power off. So, yeah. Oh, sorry. You want me to hit the jingle first?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hormones, hormones, hormones. It's the intense hormone call of the day.
Yeah.
Jeff likes that we're doing this hormone call of the day right now because I am trying not to lose it over the fact that I am still, what, am I 9 weeks out? I'm 8 weeks out.
But you're giving birth to some cankles today.
Just one.
One cankle.
I officially have one cankle. It looks like I broke my ankle and I don't know if there's like a temporary thing I can do to help. I'm elevating my feet right now.
It's not going to be like that until the day you deliver the baby.
It might be.
I think it's because you were at work and then you were walking all over the house because you were trying to hang pictures and stuff. I think you're just speaking of unplugging. You have to, when you get home from work, where you've been on your feet quite a bit, you just need to take 20 minutes, sit down, put your feet up, watch like an episode of The Office or something, read Instagram, whatever, just for 30 minutes and keep your feet up. You have a hard time doing that.
I do. Because I feel like we have so much to get done in the next 8 weeks. But yeah, so I'm trying not to like...
It is
cry
fun.
Right now because it's. I was like, I looked at Jeff. I'm like, does my ankle look swollen? Does it look like I broke my ankle or something? And he's like, does it hurt? And he smacked it. I'm like, nope, doesn't hurt. Oh,
but it is funny that it's only one.
It's really weird that it's only one, but this is also the leg that I have really bad vein problems on. So I wonder if it's like something with the circulation in this leg.
It also could be, you know, people favor. Legs. Did you know that?
I think I did know that because my physical therapist gets onto me all the time. She's like, stop standing like that.
Somebody told me this once and now I notice it. I favor my left leg. So like if I'm standing in line.
You're resting on your left leg?
More weight goes to my left side. Huh. So I wonder if you do that.
I totally do that on my right. It's so
bad.
And
is that your right ankle that's swollen?
Uh-huh.
There you go. So you just got to be mindful of that.
Interesting.
Well, to give you
anyway, all of that to say, we have a hormone call of the day from Cindy.
Cindy in Georgia shared this story with us.
I was expecting my first child, and a friend of mine who lived two doors down and across the street was also expecting at the same time. Well, on my due date, I got up and waddled into the kitchen and looked out the window, and then I saw it. There was a pink bow on her mailbox. And then it happened. It was probably the longest, lowest, guttural cry that can only be described at like a lonely wolf in the wild. Came up out of me as loud as possible, scared my husband to death. He came running to the kitchen thinking that I had gone into labor or something was happening and said, "What is wrong?" And I turned with tears in my eyes and said, "She had a girl and I want a girl." It really didn't matter whether I had a boy or a girl, honestly, but on that day, it just wasn't fair that she had her girl on my due date. Needless to say, 9 days later, yes, first daughter decided to be 9 days late. We had our girl, and my husband was relieved because he said he didn't know what he was going to do if a boy had popped out that day. Good luck in the next 2 months.
She's a great storyteller.
I love the fact that, because I can totally relate to the guy who, not fully understanding the hormones, like what's real emotion and what's hormone fueled emotion, living in fear that she would have a boy when she thinking that she wanted a girl.
Yeah.
Because of that little outburst. You're welcome to share any hormone-related stories with us because it's fun to listen to you talk about your emotions.
I think Jeff is really enjoying this.
I am. And I think it's, you know what? It's what we say about our show all the time. The goal is to make people feel less alone.
That is true.
And so I am sure there are people who have had pregnancy-related or hormone-related meltdowns. And these little stories make them feel like they're not the only ones.
800-434-5454. Go ahead and save us in your phone as Callie and Jeff, because we're friends. So we should be in your phone.
Octoberlutions start in 1 week. And if you have been wondering whether or not you should join with us and start your New Year's resolution 3 months early, allow me to provide you some encouragement.
Hey, this is Missy. I just wanted to tell y'all that last October, I made an Octoberlution to get healthy. And in that process, I have changed my eating. I walk my dog every morning religiously. And in the process of this, I've lost 95 pounds. I've never in my life been proud of myself, but boy, I am right now. Thanks. Y'all have a great day. Love you. Bye.
That's amazing.
95 pounds what? In a year. What? And she's
holy
so
moly.
She's so understated about being proud. She's like, you know, I'm not really not proud, but I'm proud of this. Like, you should be screaming that from the rooftops.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
That is, what is that? Like 10 pounds a month, right?
That's
9 pounds a month.
That's awesome.
8 pounds a month. Yeah, now, it's 8 pounds a month because 18. Yeah. It's 8 pounds a month.
I wanted to tell you that I went back and listened to our last year's Octoberlutions to kind of like see how you and I did on accomplishing them.
Did either one of us?
How do you think that you did?
Zero for however many I picked.
You think you got zero?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. So mine were to work out 5 times a week. I don't think I hit 5, but maybe 4. I think I worked out a lot more last year.
Okay.
Like got into a routine. Find a healthy balance with food. Still working on that, but I got rid of like the diet mentality and the timed eating and all of that. I threw that out the window.
Okay, that's good.
Get back on a blog schedule. Totally failed.
Okay.
Totally failed. And save a percentage of each business paycheck that we get, you know, to start putting business savings. And I talked about that Profit First book that my friend Lisa recommended, and we did that.
Did you just burp like 3 times?
I hiccuped.
Okay. Your eyes were watering and you like all clenched up.
I'm like hiccuping. But anyway, so we did that every single month. That was the one thing that we consistently, I didn't count my workouts, I didn't whatever, but we saved money every single month of our business last year. So that was cool. Yours were,
Can we just go, let our caller be the champion rather than end it with all of my failures?
I don't think you're a failure.
What were mine?
You don't want me to read yours?
What were they?
Read every morning.
I don't do that.
Move for 2.5 hours a week.
Nope.
Sweat twice a week. and networking, which actually isn't your fault, because like coronavirus, like we haven't been able to go to like any of the stuff that we planned on doing this year. So that one is just 2020.
Let's just let this be our motivation, okay?
Hey, this is Missy. I just wanted to tell y'all that last October, I made an Octoberlution to get healthy. And in that process, I have changed my eating. I walk my dog every morning religiously. And in the process of this, I've lost 95 pounds. I've never in my life been proud of myself, but boy, I am right now. Thanks. Y'all have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Should we get Missy on to give me and everyone else who fails at the resolutions a pep talk?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
probably
think? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we can end it there and we don't need to talk about yours anymore. But you can start thinking about what you're going to do. We have 1 week.
Callie and I spent the past couple weeks moving, and the kitchen was kind of my project. One thing that happened kind of inadvertently or as a side project of moving all the stuff from the kitchen was I had to purge the pantry. I had to go through and get rid of stuff that had expired or maybe was just too small. There wasn't enough left in order to justify the move. But I made a list. I made a list of everything that had to go, had to get tossed. And now I'm going to head over to thrivemarket.com and replace all that stuff. We're Thrive Market members proudly. They're an online membership-based market. They make healthy living easy and affordable. Now, you sign up, you become a member, and you're going to save an average of $32 on every single order. It gets delivered right to your door. So we're using it right now to take care of all of our spices and our dry goods that were in the pantry, but you can use it for anything. They've got, if you're a smoothie drinker, they've got all the stuff that you want to add into your smoothie to give it an extra boost of health. If you are a snacker, they've got healthier versions of all the snacks that you eat. And if you are on a special diet like keto or paleo or gluten-free or vegan, they've got you covered there too. ThriveMarket.com/upside is going to get you a free gift worth up to $24. ThriveMarket.com/upside to start your risk-free membership. Claim your free gift today. ThriveMarket.com/upside.
Here's what Magic Spoon cereal says, right? It says keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Now, normally you would lose me that right there, because I'm thinking there is no way that is delicious. No way. Well, I can tell you, Callie approves, Callie's honor, Magic Spoon cereal is delicious. And I stopped eating cereal a couple years ago just because there's so much junk in it. And I was trying to cut down on the carbs and the sugar and stuff like that. So cereal had to go, but I found Magic Spoon and it is so delicious. They have done it. They have figured out how to give us our cereal fix. I personally love the fruity and the frosted. I actually like mixing both of those together, and I'll either do it as like a dry little snack or throw some milk on it. So good. Go to magicspoon.com/upside to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our code upside at checkout to get free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like the cereal for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Go to magicspoon.com/upside and make sure you use the code upside at checkout for free shipping.
I'm going to tell you all about Brooklyn in here in just a second, but there's only really one thing that you need to know. It's that Brooklinen is so confident in their products that their sheets, their comforters, their loungewear, and their towels all come with a lifetime warranty. They are so confident in how well those items are going to hold up and how they're going to keep their promise to you that they've given them a lifetime warranty. So don't be afraid to go to brooklinen.com and transform your bedroom and your bathroom into a luxurious, relaxing, spa-like experience. You know them as the internet's favorite sheets, but they've also got towels, they've got loungewear and robes, they've got bedding. They were the very first direct-to-consumer bedding company. They know what they're doing. They've got over 50,000 five-star reviews. And now that they've moved beyond the bedroom, you can make your entire house a luxurious spa-like retreat. And you can do it by saving 10% off your first order just for being an Upside listener. So whether you need towels, shower curtains, loungewear, robes, eye masks, even furniture, art, and totes to upgrade your house, they've got you covered. And of course, those sheets that made them famous. Go to brooklinen.com, brooklinen.com. Use the promo code UPSIDE. brooklinen.com, promo code UPSIDE. Everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Today's quote of the day is, act as if what you do makes a difference. It does.
Yesterday in my three random things, I mentioned this new amenity that super rich people are putting in their houses. Mm-hmm. They're calling them Amazon rooms. And it's basically, because people are having stuff delivered to their house, mm-hmm. it's a room where you get all of your deliveries and you unbox them and then unpackage them, throw the stuff away, and then put them in the house where they belong. Mm-hmm. What an excellent perk. Great idea. But didn't ask the natural follow-up question. What room, if you were able to build a house and money was no object, what room would you invent to put in your house, or would you want to have in your house?
I don't know that I would want to like invent a room, but I would love to have like a spa in my house.
Like with all the spa amenities, like a massage table and a pedicure chair.
Hot tub and a, yeah.
That would be good.
Because that would be solid. And like a steam, you know, like so when you don't feel well, like you didn't feel well yesterday, you could steam it out.
I could go take a steam.
You could go take a steam.
I could go have the vapors. Isn't that what they call it?
I don't think so.
Oh. I think it would be cool if there was a dog room, and I know some houses have this, mm-hmm. where there's like a tub where you can wash your dog.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen like in some of those real estate shows, like some rich people have that. But I would even go further than that and have it be like the almost like a dog spa. So you would have the table, you know, or the tub where they could get washed, but then also like small benches where they could keep their toy baskets, mm-hmm. Maybe even like a little mini dog obstacle course or something in there. And then a little, this is the big thing, in the floor would be built like a little 2-inch deep pond that they could walk through after they've been out playing in the mud and stuff. And it rinses off their paws.
So I, one of my friends growing up, her dad was a general contractor. So he used to always work on these like super fancy houses and stuff like that. And I'll never forget this one house. These people built a dog room, and it wasn't a dog room like as big as I think you're envisioning, but it was kind of like a laundry room that was, the dogs could access from outside.
Okay.
So the dogs would walk in, but instead of walking into the house,
a halfway dog room.
Right. But they went so far as to like, they let their dogs imprint their paws on the tile.
Oh my God.
And they had like their crates were in there. So I guess these people felt confident enough about their dogs not barking and being obnoxious that when they left the house, they would leave their dogs in the dog room. The dogs can go in and out as they like. All their stuff was in there, their beds. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
You know what else would be a cool room in the house is, it would be a closet modification, but it would have one of those things on it, like in a dry cleaner, where the
like the all, Clueless closet.
All is that in Clueless?
It's in Clueless. Where she puts her outfit together on a computer, and then she has one of those rotating things with all the hangers on it.
And it just delivers it to mm-hmm. her? Mm. She was ahead of her time.
She was. That was in the 90s.
What was her name?
Cher.
Cher. All right, here are my three random things for today. I don't want this to become the next top sheet debate, but I know people feel really, really strongly about this.
Okay.
You and I are on the same page. I know this because we live together. But some people believe that toilet paper should go over the roll. Some people believe it should go under the roll. If you look at the original toilet paper patent from 1891, it shows the definitive answer.
That it's over.
That toilet paper is supposed to go over the roll.
Yes.
If you have fancy toilet paper that has like a like an embossed like flower or something on the paper, you'll notice that it's best visible if it's hanging over the roll. That's the way it's printed.
That's the way we do in our house.
So yeah. So if that is a debate or a fight or you are battling somebody about over versus under, know this, the original patent from 1891 shows the toilet paper going over the roll. Do you need me to shut that blind for you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we're doing the show and Callie's squinting.
The sun is perfectly coming in the window.
Stand by.
Your producer, Willie, should handle that for you. It's the other one.
It's the other blind.
Yeah, there you go. So much better. Thank you.
Remote control blinds would be a great perk to have.
I was thinking about that the other day.
You know, when I stayed in Diddy's house years ago, he has a thing on his nightstand that controls all the blinds in his room.
That's awesome. Yeah, that would be a great rich people perk.
Number two of my random thing is there's quite a debate going on the internet. I'm one of those wedding related message boards because some couple sent out an invite and on the RSVP, it asks guests to let them know how much they'll be spending on the gift because your menu selection is dependent on how much you're spending on the gift.
Wow.
For example, if you give a gift up to $250, you get a choice of chicken or swordfish. If you double that and give a gift up to $500, you can have the chicken or the swordfish. You can also have a sliced steak or a poached salmon. If you double that and you give a gift up to $1,000, you can now choose from those four previously mentioned ones or filet mignon or lobster tails.
Number one, people give wedding gifts over $1,000.
Oh, and then if you go up to $2,500, actually it says $1,000 or more, but on here it says $1,000 to $2,500, you will fall into the Platinum Gift Club and you can choose any dish from the other levels. Or a 2-pound lobster to share with your date. Plus, you get a souvenir champagne goblet. And there are vegetarian and kosher meals for available.
I would like to make a prediction, and this is not very upsidey, but I have a reason. I predict those people will not be married for that long.
Why? Those are, if you find somebody who agrees to do that with you, don't you think those are soulmates that have found each other?
Here's the thing. I think that people that are so obsessed with the wedding and not obsessed with the marriage part are in for a rough ride when they get married.
Somebody suggested.
Do you agree?
Yeah. One of the first comments was, everybody should get together and claim that their gift is over $1,000. Eat the 2 pounds of lobster, get out of there with your champagne goblet, and then laugh thinking about the couple opening their $40 toaster the next day.
I mean, that's not real.
It's online. It's on the internet. It's real. My third random thing. This is very exciting for wine drinkers like the birthday girls, your mom and Katie Burke. Costco has reportedly brought back their wine Advent calendar.
Nice.
It contains 24 half bottles of wine, about 12 ounces each. So it's about 2 glasses of wine. And you open one every single day in the 24 days leading up to Christmas.
I feel like both Katie and my mom would love that.
It's available at Costco. And then Aldi also has a boozy Advent calendar. They have multiple options. They have beer, wine, and also hard seltzers.
I'm into it.
They also have chocolate and cheese ones. I feel like the hard seltzer one we should get for Chrissy.
Probably.
And then the wine ones we can get for Katie and your mom.
Yeah.
And you'll be all over the chocolate one.
Chocolate drinks?
No, it's chocolate, like different pieces of different types of chocolate from around the world. So those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I bought Jeff this super awesome rug for the studio.
You bought it for us. This is our studio.
In our studio, and your office.
And your toes love it as much as my toes
they
love
do.
It.
They do. But this wouldn't have been my first choice for a rug, but it was something that we compromised on and whatever. We've had it for what, 2 weeks?
Longer than that. How long
has it been longer? I thought it was 2 weeks.
How long have we been in the house?
I don't know.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's go with two weeks.
Chef vacuums this rug every day. It sheds so much to the point, like right now I'm looking in this room, it's all over Lily. It's all over the couch. It's all up and down our stairs. It's in our living room. Some parts of it have wound up in our bedroom. Don't even know how that happens. It is everywhere. How long do we give this rug before we say to heck with it and throw it in the trash?
Well, we don't throw it in the trash. We can still take it back and get another one, right? Take it back to Home Depot. That's where we bought it.
I don't think they're going to accept a return.
Why wouldn't they? They're also...
We've been living on it for 2 weeks.
I know, but they're cool. They'd be cool. And they'll understand, because when I return it to them, I'm going to look like a snowman or Santa Claus with a beard.
You're going to look like the woolly mammoth.
With a white beard. It just doesn't... We need a rug expert to tell us how long to give a good rug to settle in. Because I feel like it should now be starting to wane, and it's not.
Yeah, and Jeff literally vacuums it every day.
It might actually be getting worse. And what's so sad and funny at the same time is the threads from the rug, the wool or whatever it is, get stuck in the dog's paws. So you'll see the dog upstairs just walking with like a big poofy...
String on it.
String on her foot. So how long do we give it? I think what's the return policy? 30 days? I think we give it to 25. And if not, we'll go exchange it for another one. But it's so soft on my feet, sis.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Love the show. Jeff, the Swiffer for dogs. We have 3 dogs and hardwood floors as well. And it does not pick up all of the dog hair, but it does kind of push it into a pile, and then we sweep up the pile into a dustpan. So if that helps, it's great to get under furniture and get everywhere. But with 3 dogs, it's just too much hair for that thing to cling on to. I wish it would pick up all the hair, but it so does not. Love you guys. Okay, bye. Oh, I wonder if people who haven't been listening for very long understand when some of us say, okay, bye.
I've been going to therapy for a number of years, and I'll go on and off. One thing that makes me know that I need to go back and talk to someone is and get back on the train is when I'm feeling just not like my best self. And sometimes I can't even pinpoint really what's wrong. I just know that I feel blah, and I want to feel energized and more like myself again. BetterHelp is an amazing counseling service that you pay a monthly membership for. And here's what they do. You'll go to betterhelp.com/upside. You're going to let them know. They'll ask you some questions about your life and what you're trying to accomplish. And they will hook you up with a licensed professional counselor that you can interact with over the phone or over video chat or over text message, whatever works for you. And that can be a step in the right direction when you're just feeling like there's something missing in your life. Start living a happier life today. As an Upside listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/upside.
So are any of those cars that you listed, sorry, I cannot Google right this second, it would be dangerous, but are any of those cars you listed minivans? Because I would say I experience more road rage from minivans, which I always thought was kind of ironic. But then I saw a minivan a couple days ago with the best sticker on the back, and all it said was, I used to be cool. So maybe that's why they're a little aggressive. Maybe that's just been my experience. But all right, love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Tina. Just heard the hormone call of the day jingle, and it really makes me miss the double the upside jingle with Jeff saying, yeah, at the end. Can we have something with another jingle where Jeff says, yeah? Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey, guys. I was listening to yesterday's episode. This is Paula. And there's always that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Well, you really shouldn't pour from a full one either. You shouldn't take from yourself to give to others. You should give what you have excess of. So what you have, too much time or too much things, that's what you should be giving to other people. Because when you're pouring from your full cup, most likely most of us will empty our own selves out to give to other people. So that's just my thought. I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, just listening to today, September 23rd podcast. You're talking about wanting a barbershop. Well, if you want something that is kind of a classic, hot towel, straight razor shave, even shoe shining, there is a place down in Porterdale, Georgia called Gents Grooming Lounge. It's a local shop. They do the old style classic barbershop. Maurice is the owner and he is amazing at what he does. Give him a try if you got a chance. They do everything from facials to haircuts, straight razor shaves, almost anything you can think of. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Rachel calling from Dallas, Texas. And I was listening to the opening of the show this morning where Jeff was talking about those like pet Swiffer things. Such a waste of money. I also have a very, very shedding light-colored dog on some very dark-colored hardwood floors, and I do the same thing. I like Swiffer all the way around, and I just end up with a pile of hair in front of my Swiffer instead of like actually getting caught in the Swiffer thingy. So I don't know what it is, what we're doing wrong, but I really wish that I could figure it out because I bought a large pack of them and I think they're pretty useless. So I guess hopefully we can figure out how to make these work. Love the show.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.